Nine eyes are greetings, name of the mighty King of Nines, played by the King Loves Nine, bringing Nines, South Guys, Nine Eyes, responsibility, dreadlocks. Yes!
That was a big tune by Damian Marley and Naj, The Promised Land. Yeah. Look out for that tune.
Yeah, that's on their new album that already dropped, so you guys can check that out. But so what's going on, you guys? This is Nubian Alliance, and today we're just gonna...
And Big Boss.
And Big Boss, apparently, who is part of Nubian Alliance, but it's all good. Today we're just gonna go over a few topics mainly surrounding entertainment today. You know, we're gonna talk about movies, music, TV, whatever just comes up, really. We're just gonna roll with it. But I guess I'm just gonna start us off and I'll get us into recent movies. I don't know if any of you guys still go to the movies, but we're just gonna talk about movies that came out, how we like them, what we feel about them, any movies that we want to go see, and then we'll see where it goes. First of all, I just want to talk about Rise of the Planet of the Apes, which, before I even get to that, we'll just go into a little trailer piece you guys can listen to.
We call it
The Cure.
We're ready to move on to the next phase. This one.
This is wrong, Will.
Has the potential to change lives.
Some things aren't meant to be changed.
Okay, so that was just a little tiny taste of Rise of Planet of the Apes. If you guys want to check the trailer on YouTube, you can see the rest of that. But it's a pretty good movie. I went to go see it this weekend, actually. I haven't seen the other Planet of the Apes, like the ones previous to it. I think there's like five altogether or something like that. My friend just told me. But, that one alone is, I guess it's the beginning of the story, like how it all started. That's why I guess they call it Rise of the Planet of the Apes. But if I had to review it, I'll definitely say it's a good movie. Definitely worth the hype. Well, from my opinion, I haven't seen the other movies. And usually when you watch, you know, the prequels and sequels and all that stuff, if there's a series, you can judge it better. But I've only seen this one. But so far, I like it. I know it's pretty recent, and the other ones date back to, like, the 1970s even, I think.
Yeah, there's one in 2001.
2001, yeah, there's, like, a couple, so they go way back. But
I think it's the main actor in that one is Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, that was, like, the last one, the most recent one. From what I've heard, most people didn't like that one necessarily compared to the other ones, like the older versions. But, this recent one, the one that just came out, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, I think was really good. The concept was pretty sick. I like the concept of, you know, using a drug and then how humans try to change stuff and then it goes beyond what they wanted. You know, we're always trying to play, I guess, I don't want to say play God, but we're always trying to mess with stuff and then, you know, it kind of goes out of hand. But it's a pretty sick movie, good action, good storyline, dialogue, everything like that keeps you interested. Not too long, not too short. I think it's just about right. I can't really complained about it. Did you go see it, or did you want
to
go see it?
Oh, I never really got the chance to see it. I wanted to go see it, but when it came out, I was busy doing something. I was out of town, so couldn't really get to see it. So maybe today or something, or after school. I mean,
after the program,
something, or what I've done, or sometime this week, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go watch the movie, but my mind's still stuck on school because it's just around the corner. So I have to be doing something before school starts.
Get your mind right. Of course. So, did you see any other movies lately, or is there any movies that you want to go see?
Yeah, Planet of the Apes, Rise of the Apes. That's the one I want to watch, but no, it's not really out. And it's a next movie I really want to see. Kind of see. It kind of looks funny, you know. What's it called? 30 Minutes or Less.
30 minutes. Oh, when they have to go rob the bank and whatnot. Yeah.
With the guy with the bomb strapped to it. It's only like one funny part in the previews with the guy has a bomb and he's like, you're bringing a gun to a bomb fight. And it's kind of funny.
Yeah,
so
that's
I think
of
his comedy and one of the main actors, he's kind of funny. So I've seen a couple of his movies and he's been in a couple movies that I liked. Hangover, I think it was, and some other stuff. Kind of funny little character guy, so yeah. I was gonna go watch that, but not recently. I watched the.
Yeah, so that's kind of like what I also wanted to talk about is movies and movie theaters and how, you know, nowadays people don't really go to the movies as much as they used to back in the day. So, you know, I guess we can just lead into the whole pirated movie topics. We were talking about this yesterday about how, you know, the movie theater business is not the same.
Because of the bootleg industry.
Yeah, the bootlegs and the pirated movies. So, like, what do you feel about that? Like,
I don't really feel, you know, about it. It's just that people want to make money. So, you know, they have to do what they want to do. But nowadays it's kind of harder because the police already know what they're doing. So they're raiding them and they're paying more money. But it's a lot of money in that business. So they're going to keep doing it regardless if the police keep raiding their spots and whatever. You see it on the news that they're getting raided and you're seeing that stuff. So, well, actually, one time I went to go buy some bootleg movies and it was getting raided right there, so I don't know. I was just like,
go to the next spot then?
Yeah, you just go to the next one. They're all over, you know. You can't stop it, you know. Just keep doing it. They're going to keep doing it, regardless if you say it's illegal or not, because they want to make money, and it's a lot of money in there. There's $1 million. You're making millions out there. People are making millions after the bootleg, so if you see that they're making money, they're not going to stop, you know.
Yeah. And I feel like with the whole pirated movies and the bootleg movies, it's... the movie theater business, they can't really compete with that. Like, how are you going to compete with that?
Yeah, cheaper movies.
Yeah, it's
$2
cheaper.
For a movie, and it's good. It's good quality for $2, and you can have it for, like, a whole, like, a year.
Yeah,
and you can give it to your friends and everything, and you don't have to spend $10 to watch the movie one time. So you can have it for, like, years and years, and show it to your kids, or show it to your family and whatever.
Exactly. But even with the, you know, the benefits of bootleg movies, as we all know, and, you know, no one can sit here and say, oh, I don't support bootleg movies. But, you know, if you can go to the DVD store or wherever and get your favorite movie for $15, or you can go and get the bootleg version, which is basically the same. When you put it in the DVD player, you're seeing the same movie.
Yeah.
It looks the same, but it's just cheaper priced. So, you know, you can't really say you can't support that. You know, you do. But even with those benefits, you still do want to experience that movie theater that, you know, you can't get that at home. Though,
wall-to-wall screen, big TV and,
and some, you know, nice surround sound. And, you know, that even just the experience itself, because we all went to the movies when we were little and we like the getting the popcorn, you know, getting the drinks and the candy, sitting with your friends, getting comfortable. It's an experience. It feels different, but at the same
nowadays
time,
it's like kind of hard for some people. You know, people don't want to spend like $40 at the movie theaters. They could rather just pop up some popcorn at their house and turn on the surround sound and listen to their movie, even though it's the same thing to me. But some people don't really want to go out there and spend that money, you know, unless they're going on a date maybe or going somewhere with a friend or a couple friends. But really and truly, it's just that people don't want to see the point of spending all that money because, you know, you could save your money and do other things with it because money, the movie business is just taking your money. The bootlegs, they're still taking your money, but it's not as much as money as it is for the movie theaters. You could buy 5 movies for $10 and then you could buy some popcorn at the store for less money than buying it for a little bit of popcorn for like, $5. So people are just really want to save their money and they see that this is a cheaper way and they're getting it the same way as the movie theater. You know, they probably have a nice TV at their house, a little TV at their house, either way, either one. And then you just watch it, kick back, relax. To them, it's the same thing, you know. Some people want to go to a movie. Some people want to sit back, relax at their house, not going nowhere, you know.
Yeah. So with that, all that being said, what do you think the movie theater business is going? Because you look at stuff like Blockbuster, and they're, like, basically everywhere. They're shutting down. Like, they're running out of business. What do you think in, like, 5 or 10 years are...
I think,
you know,
either way, you know, the DVD thing, I think it's going to be done just now because, you know, it's all this internet and whatnot.
Netflix and all that stuff.
So people are just
going to
be on the computer or doing some disc are not going to be around, because either way, CDs and everything, you can still boot like that. You go on YouTube, you go on anything, you can listen to it. You don't need no CDs, no? But some people still support the artists and their actors and the business still, but sooner or later, I think it's going to be done. You know, they're going to find the next way to watch movies, and it's going to be on computers and whatnot. They're already doing that stuff. It's already movie websites. You can sit back at home same way, bootleg movies on the internet, all of that. And then, you know, I think in 10 years, I don't know where it's going to be, but I don't think it's going to be a lot of money being made off of that, because you already know right now that artists aren't making money off of their CD sales. They're making it off of tours and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I guess it's going down just now.
Yeah, so speaking of that and the movie, the music and where that's going and how artists really struggle to actually get people to buy their CDs and stuff. What about for upcoming artists? What if you're an upcoming artist and you plan to be in the music industry 5 years from now? Because actually I have my friend that I was just talking to the other day, Shad, and he's been in music for a couple of years, and now he's really starting to take it seriously. He already has a couple singles out on YouTube. He's already making videos. He writes, he sings, all that stuff. So I was talking to him about, you know, where he wants to take his career, and I think he's really good. I hope he really can get his foot somewhere and find a name for himself and actually be able to take it somewhere, because that's a lot of the times artists struggle to even make any type of money. If they're not doing anything other than music, then their career usually falls. But speaking of Shad, I just want to maybe even just throw his track in there, you know, promo him for free. But this, I'm just going to give you a little clip of his single. It's called She Know What To Do, and it's off his Hometown Hero mixtape, which is dropping in September. But we'll just get a little clip right now.
Bad shit, right next to the money, yeah. She know what to do with shit. She know what to do with shit. Bad like Nicky, snap a finger if you feel me. She ain't slacking, she ain't slipping, but she all about them dollars. So red bone, body so fit to the maximum. She quick to knock a nigga out and treat him like a dollar. Oh, I tell you what she do that for. He ain't about that money, yeah. I'm all about my money, so them bad women love me. You can swear I do my doggy, way them bad women love me.
All right. Yeah, that was my boy,
Shad. That's a tough track, though. That's a tough track.
Yeah. I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that nice beat. You know, you just rock to that.
Yeah.
But, that's his single, and he's trying to promo that. His mixtape should be coming out just now. And we're also talking about, how we're talking about CDs and artists not really making money off of that. You also see nowadays people don't make hard copy CDs anymore. You know, everything is off the internet now. So usually when, you know, our local artists drop mixtapes, they don't usually actually give you the CD in your hand. You know, you just go on a website.
Like .piff, right?
Yeah, .piff.com, all that stuff, and just download it. You know, there's really no need to make a hard copy CDs, because not many people have CD players anymore or Walkmans anymore. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what do you think, as an artist, do you think that it's fair to them for us to be going out and just like downloading their music and not using iTunes and stuff like that? I mean, like just going on like mp3raid.com and stuff like that and just getting the MP3 right off the internet, or, you know, converting the videos off YouTube and stuff like that and just turning it into an MP3. How do you feel as an artist?
I don't really know about the music industry like that, but I can't really say it's fair anyways, because people, if they want to listen to the music, there's ways they could get it for free. So, you know, and things are changing. So, you know, you just have to go with it. If they want their music to get out there, they have to know that some people are going to take it. And sometime, maybe one day, they might actually buy the CD. It's just, you know, you have to try and see who gets out there and how it gets out there. Because maybe one day that person might be in the store one day and buy the CD. You know, it's just he's getting his music out there the same way. Right. But I don't know, you know. I don't really know about all that music industry stuff, but, you know, I guess nowadays it's kind of harder for people who are upcoming and stuff like that to get their stuff out there and make people buy. But if he knows people and goes in a couple shows and gets his name out there, it's good.
Yeah, that's definitely how it works, because you got to know people, you got to know where to go and what to do with your artistry, not just make music. He's probably going to have to tap into other stuff, maybe even be an entrepreneur. That's really the only way to make money in the music industry nowadays. But for me, I guess I would say if I was an artist, I probably would just do it for the music. I can't just do it just to do it. But we're just going to wrap it up for now. And we'll talk to you guys later.
Peace.